This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations held a climate conference Monday, one day before the start of the annual UN General Assembly. But the speaker's list was an exclusive one. The Secretary General said national leaders without a strong plan for fighting climate change need not apply to speak. One speaker, teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg, made an indelible impression on her audience. She aimed harsh words at an audience that included dozens of world leaders.
For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You say you hear us and that you understand the urgency. But no matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that. Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe.
U.S. President Donald Trump, while in New York, was not one of the speakers at Monday's event. Instead, he hosted an event on religious freedom.
Today, with one clear voice, the United States of America calls upon the nations of the world to end religious persecution.
Trump said protecting religious freedom is one of his administration's highest priorities.
We ask the governments of the world to honor the eternal right of every person to follow their conscience, live by their faith, and give glory to God.
The Trump administration has been criticized for closing the door to an increasing number of people claiming asylum from persecution in their home countries. But Trump told attendees at the meeting that the United States will always be a voice for victims of religious persecution. No matter where you go, he said, you have a place in the United States of America. You can find more on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin is